streaming online, on your phone, and on your smart speaker. The Lisa Wexler Show is back on WICC 600.
You know, it's really astonishing to me. I've been thinking about this for a long time, how little a part of my life growing up in this country I really was taught to empathize with the plight of slaves in America. I was taught always to empathize with the plight of underdogs. And I was very much taught my own unique heritage as a Jewish person in America, and particularly the Holocaust, because I was born in 60. And there were many parents of friends and relatives and escape stories and extraordinary stories of survival and what ifs, but also millions and millions of people in my own family tree and everyone I knew who perished at the hands of the Nazis between 1939 and 1945. And so the story of how cruel people can be to other people was taught to me by the age of 5. That was no surprise. But as I'm reading the book, The Underground Railroad, which I am admittedly in the middle of right now, it is an extraordinary novel by Colson Whitehead, the winner of the Pulitzer Prize for this novel. I am struck by how little of the details I was taught and just simply left free to imagine about what it must have been like to be a slave in America. And I think that that was a terrible disservice to me and countless other people growing up in this country. My prediction, and frankly, it wasn't until Roots emerged, Alex Haley's Roots emerged as a miniseries, where everybody I knew was talking about slavery from a very personal point of view in terms of the extraordinary acting and the extraordinary storytelling. But this book, The Underground Railroad, is destined to become required reading for 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders in America, for sure. And no matter what your color, no matter what your background, required reading. And I would say, as an adult, you ought to read it. I'm loving it. And it was brought to life in film on Netflix, largely due to the efforts of an astonishing cast, but also our next guest, who was a young man, Chase Dillon, hails from Hartford, Connecticut. He's on the air now with his mother, LaKasher, am I pronouncing that right?
No, it's Makasha. How are you? Good morning.
Makasha. Thank you so much, Makasha. Hi, Makasha. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show, Makasha and Chase. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, is that Chase?
Yes, it is.
So, Chase, you are how old now?
I am 11 years old.
And when you started memorizing lines for this script, how old were you?
I was 9 years old.
9 years old. And
yes.
I want to know, Chase, how did you come to get this script in your hands? Did your mom give it to you? Did an agent give it to you? And did you read the book yourself? You're pretty young at this point. How did you happen to get the script?
Well, I have an agent that, just looks for auditions for me to do. And, this came up and it was Amazon. It's on Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, and, I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness. Not Netflix, Amazon. Oh, that's terrible. Go ahead.
No, yes. It's on Amazon Prime Video. And so my agent, was just looking over scripts that came in for me. And then he gave me it to me. And, you know, I just started memorizing it and reading the script.
You've had an agent since before the age of 9, Chase?
Yes.
When did you know that you wanted to act?
First knew I wanted to act when I was 7 years old because, you know, I grew up off watching Disney and Nickelodeon and all these, you know, kids movies, animations, and et cetera. And I grew up watching all this stuff, and I saw these little kids, you know, acting and doing their thing on live TV or just on, you know, movies. And it really looked fun just seeing all these kids on TV, and it was just me growing up off of it, and watching everybody. It just looked fun. And, you know, I've had dreams and visions of me being on live television and being in movies and TV shows. And it was like, you know, I've been having it for like at least a month. And I was like, well, dang, I'm getting all these visions and stuff. And so I was getting ready for school one day, and I was like, I gotta tell my mom. This is great. So I go to tell my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm having visions and dreams that I'm in movies and I'm on live television, on stages. And she's like, okay, that day will soon come. And not even like 2 weeks later, we get a call from this entertainment industry saying that they wanted me to come to Las Vegas to be in their boot camp called IPOP. And, it was like singing, dancing, acting, modeling, and all that kind of stuff. And I took the acting boot camp. And so I also took the singing boot camp as well. And so me taking the acting boot camp, we did all kinds of skits from monologues, you know, acting. And there was at least like 10,000 kids there. It was thousands of kids. And so we were, you know, just going over lines with each other. They would put us in group, like a group of four kids or a group of two kids. They would put all the kids in individual groups, and we would do monologues together, and we would even improv and make our own script and present it to the judges. So right when the boot camp ended, we all got presented with agents, and that's where I first met Glenn Hughes, Mr. Glenn Hughes. And so that is my agent, right? My manager. And so there was a whole line of agents and managers and et cetera. And so we picked Mr. Glenn Hughes, my manager right now. And that is who got me this role. And also I am with the... It's
Children's Agency, CESC.
Yeah, it's Children's Agency, CESD Talent Agency. And so
wow.
I got with them as well weeks later after I got Mr. Glenn Hughes.
We're chatting with Chase Dillon. You're hearing the voice of a rising star, someone who is starring in the Underground Railroad on Amazon Prime right now, which is an extraordinary movie. Makasha, Mom Makasha, you're listening to this. Your son is really something.
Yes, he's always been talented. Since he was a baby, we knew he could sing. And so when he started going to school, he went to school pre-K-3 at 2 years old. He wanted to take up piano. So we asked the principal. Miss Colleen DeSanto, he has a desire. We know he's young, but he has a desire for piano. And she said, by all means. So we signed him up for piano. So he learned how to play the piano and read music at an early age. We would always put instrumentals, you know, since he was a baby, you know, for him to listen to. Via doctor, his pediatrician noticed he was very talented since he was 6 months, and she told me that he would be a genius because he had the intelligence on one side and the creativity on the other side, and we needed to make sure he was in special programs because he was very, very intelligent. He started reading at the age of 9 months, billboards.
Oh, boy. So we're talking about a prodigy here in many ways.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She told us. She said it costs so much to get tested, but right now he's 6 months, but he's really two. So he
wow.
was already advanced, and we knew he knew how to read, because we would drive down the highways and he would start reading the billboards. And so we was like, wow, he knew what money was. You know, we had a store at the time. So, you know, he would go into the cash register and tell us what the money was. We asked him, how did he know this? He said, I don't know. I just know these things.
Wow. Makasha, is Chase your only child?
No, we have a total of five. I have Chase is 11, the oldest in the house. And then we have twins that are 5 years old right now who are also very intelligent.
Wow. Holy cow. So when Chase said to you at seven that he wanted, that he had visions and he wanted to be in the motion picture industry and act and everything else, you took him quite seriously because you were used to taking him very seriously.
Oh, absolutely. We never baby talked. When he said, well, we knew he was very intelligent and smart. And, you know, I knew he was musically inclined. And, you know, by via of the doctor, we knew to get him in music. You know, we didn't know exactly which direction he was going to choose, but we just wanted to have an environment for him that he would be, that he would excel in. And so he came to me early that morning and said, Mommy, why do I keep having these dreams, you know, me being in movies and on TV? And so from that, I was like, oh, okay, that's what you want to do? All right. And then, like he said, a couple of weeks later, we got the invite to be able for him to go to this boot camp. And I figured, well, we'll see. He likes it. Then we move forward and it'll happen. And so sure enough, it did. You know, that was July 4th of 2018. And by August of 2018, he was walking into his first audition to First Wives Club series, and he booked his first audition. And the producer from that show, he met me on set, and he told me, he said, don't let anybody tell you. I want you to know your little boy is special. And when he walked in the producer's director's meeting, we knew that he was a special kid, and we knew he was going to be the one that we selected. But moving forward, I just want you to know that he's a very, very special kid, and he's very intelligent, and don't let anybody tell you that. And so he said, I came specifically on set today just to meet with you to tell you that. And so he said, keep your eyes open. He said, but he's very, very talented. He booked a second one, and in his third interview, he went to play another famous role of a singing artist, but the show didn't move forward, but they called him back on the spot to book that one. And then he received this audition. So he was actually 8 when he received the paperwork, and then he auditioned for it. And so by the time we got on to, they called him back for it. He was he had turned 9. So yeah, he was very.
So let me ask you something. So mm-hmm. Makasha, let me ask you this. And Chase, I want you to listen up because I want to talk to you about this too. So Makasha, you're the mom. You've got all parents and you have others, so you know. We all have extraordinary responsibilities of guidance. But sometimes every child's, you know, different one from the other. Some kids require more or different looking after than other kids. And it sounds like with Chase, you've got an extra responsibility of guiding this talent to avoid things that have happened to other brilliantly talented young people. And so we want to make sure those kind of things, right? So we know this, right, Makasha?
Absolutely.
So, okay.
So research and everything went into it, even sitting down with the principal before we made any moves. So
yep.
I encourage parents to make a plan for the child. Go ahead.
So what I wanted to ask you is when you were presented with this story, The Underground Railroad, which as an adult, we look at through adult eyes and say, this is an unbelievable story. It needs to get told. It needs to get filmed. But how do you decide, Makasha, whether or not you want your son to play such a complicated, difficult character at such a young age? What went through your mind?
So what went through my mind was he got the script for him to audition. And that script that he got to audition was slightly a little different from the actual slides. But as soon as he got the script to audition, Mr. Barry Jenkins, who's such a kind, wonderful soul, beautiful, beautiful person to work with. He knew that the, you know, details, it was a project to shine a light on dark history. Mr. Jenkins sent me the free script. So I saw the script, and he wrote me a long letter. And so that I just saw that as such a awesome consideration of knowing that your kid is getting ready to be injected into part of a mirror of history again. He wrote this letter, and he said, because of the context of the story, you know, I wanted you to make the decision, and I want you, before you let Chase read it, I want you and your husband to read it first and think about it, you know, and if this is something that your son want to do, he's very talented. As soon as I saw his tape, I knew something touched me, and I knew that he was Homer. But ultimately, it's your final decision, so we want to give it to you first, let you read over it, and then, you know, you make that decision and then talk it over with Chase. And so he did, and we read the script, and I binge read it because it was very, very long. And so I read it, and after I read it, knowing of the pre-script of the audition, Chase was able to read that audition, which was very, very long, and they weren't expecting Chase to know it by heart, and Chase knew it by heart in less than 24 hours.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Chase loved it. And so Chase had already told me, Mommy, I want to do this. I want to be a part of launching history again to shine a light in dark places because I love history and I want to be a part of it. So Chase had already told me he wanted to do it. And so after we read it, and we said yes. We said yes, and then we sat down with Chase, and then we read the pre-script. And we knew he could handle it because of his environment and his upbringing. And we knew he wanted, he has a voice for humanity. And we knew it would be something that it would be positive for him.
We're chatting with Chase Dillon and his mom, Makasha Dillon. Chase is the star. He plays the role of Homer in Amazon's adaptation of the Pulitzer Prize winning novel, The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead. Chase, Tell me who is Homer to you? Who is Homer?
Well, Homer is a very mischievous, smart, intelligent, and observant kid. And you know, he's a character. And so, you know, Homer is a strong character because he will get the job done no matter what comes to him. And so as if you watch the miniseries on Prime Video, you see that Homer is very, very observant. And he waits for the right time to tell his boss, Ridgeway, to tell his boss what happened and what's going on and what did he see. And
what is Homer's job, Chase? Tell our audience a little bit. What is Homer's job?
Well, you know, Homer is, his job is to really collect slaves and bring them back to their plantation. But he himself was a slave at one point. But Ridgeway bought him from a butcher. So Ridgeway bought him, and he took him in, and Homer helped, like he is his kind of like sidekick. And so, you know, he was a slave working, and so Ridgeway bought him, and he was like, get your papers and go up north. And he was just trying to send him off, like go up north. But Homer didn't want to do that because, you know, he didn't want to either, in the process of going up north from where he was, it would be a whole long time. And so he didn't want to risk getting killed or getting put back into slavery. And so as a black person back then, you couldn't do anything, but he wanted to stay with the only man that could do something, and that was a white man. So mm-hmm. he, as a black kid, wanted to stay with a white man so he could be safe, because they had a lot of privilege back then.
And, right, but the price of that, but there was a price of that, right, Chase? He had a pretty big price to pay.
Yeah, he did. He did have to pay a huge price, but, you know, as a white man, he was free. And he was basically like kind of, it was like messed up, because Homer as a black kid is capturing his people.
And, what I meant, Chase, was that Homer, the price he has to pay for his safety and security with Ridgway is a very deep price for him morally, because inside himself, he must know that he's helping to enslave people and he himself didn't want to be enslaved. That's a very tough moral conflict that somebody has. And you're a young man. I'm interested in how you felt you should act that conflict, how you internalized that conflict, how you interpreted that conflict.
Well, the way how we look at it, and as we discussed it with Chase, you know, unfortunately, we have to deal with this that did happen back in slavery. You know,
right?
White people couldn't do anything except they had help. So, you know, that's part of the history of enslaved people.
Right. Right. But it's, and I understand that. And I'm just, you know, Chase, it's a brave role to play too, because it is a part of history.
It is. Matter of fact, Mr. Barry Jenkins quoted, it was the worst, you know, he hated that character, to have to cast that character, but it was something that, you know, we needed to deal with.
Right. No, because history is full of, you know, the contradictions of people, right? And what makes a story come alive for other human beings is that we teach ourselves not to stereotype people all the time, that an ugly system produces ugly consequences. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
It was the system that produced this.
Absolutely.
So, Chase, how easy is it for you to memorize your lines?
Well, it's very easy for me. And any script that I get, I learn it under at least 10 minutes.
That's unbelievable. Natasha! That's unbelievable. Yeah. Can we bottle this? Can we bottle this memory? Can we put it inside a 60-year-old brain that I've got right now? Can I just say? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yes. Matter of fact, on set, Mr. Jenkins would say, not only do Chase know his lines, he know your lines too. Tell him their lines, Chase.
Oh, my goodness, Chase. Well, I have to tell you, it's such a pleasure. Are you guys going to stay in Connecticut, or are you being beckoned by Hollywood? What are you going to do?
Oh, we're always, Connecticut is going to always be our base, right, Chase? Because we do a lot of humanity work here. So we're going to always have dual, wherever we end up, we'll always have a dual place. Connecticut is going to always be a heartbeat.
And what is on your projects now, Chase? What are you memorizing lately? What's next up for you?
Well, I can't say a lot, but I can say that I'm working on animation right now that's close to coming out, and I have a lot of auditions after auditions that's coming in for me, and so it's just, you know, playing it by ear.
I am sure that you are going to have such a marvelous future.
Some of his own work.
Really?
And I am a, I'm a writer and director, because I am about to put out an animation that I created, and it's about to come out. It's about to go out to the world. I can't say the name, but because it hasn't gone publicly yet. But I am working on an animation right now. I'm writing and directing it and producing it. And so it's about to come out worldwide.
Well, Chase Dillon, Matasha Dillon, I want to thank you so much for being on the Lisa Wex Show today. It's quite thrilling and a privilege to talk to both of you and very inspirational. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Oh, listen, Mr. Barry Jenkins and the whole Underground Railroad team, along with Amazon Prime Video, has been nothing but a blessing to our entire family. And so we're just so forever grateful.
Thank you so much to both of you. Good luck. God bless. The Underground Railroad. Watch it on Amazon Prime. Also read the book by Colson Whitehead. It's an extraordinary page turner. It's an instant classic. Thank you so much, Matasha and Chase Dillon, for being on the show today. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show here on WICC. Stay tuned.